Hello, everyone. It's Marissa. My pronouns are she, her, and welcome back to Hurtling Through Hard Times. Today is our part two of last week's episode talking about anxiety and ways that you can help manage your anxiety. So, as you guys remember, last week I was a bit sick. This week has not changed. My throat is still just not there. Like, I don't really feel sick overall right now. It's just that, like, my throat is like, no voice. And I was like, I need to film an episode. So I guess you guys are just going to have to bear with me for hopefully just one more week of a little bit of a throat thing with whatever's going on with that. So yeah, just bear with me on that, guys. But don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Go check out our merch store. And if you rate and review the podcast, you can send me a DM on Instagram at hthht.podcast to prove that you did it. And I will send you a 25% off coupon on your order. So what color is your heart today? My heart is, I know last week I said that I was blue, and this week I'm probably a little bit more greenish, like a lighter green. I'm feeling better, but I'm just like still tired trying to catch up on all my sleep and shows and all of that stuff from school. But it's nice to be on winter break. It's nice to be at home and just being able to do my own thing. So kind of living my best life right now. But I know that last week we talked a lot about anxiety relief. And so this week I wanted to bring on eight different things that you could do on a daily basis that are going to help you mentally and physically with your anxiety. And it's going to help make things smoother and better in the long run. So let's get straight into today's episode. I'm super excited. So number one is tidying up and cleaning up your space. I think that when our space is covered, our mind tends to get pretty stressed out and overwhelmed as well. So I know right now at my house, like, I just moved a lot, like probably like a month's worth of clothes and things back into my room at home, and my room is a bit smaller, so it's a bit of a squeeze. And my partner is also staying with us for winter break because we're not going to let them go all the way back to Texas, of course. But I'm like, I don't know. My room, it feels small when it's just me in it, and then it feels even smaller when my partner and I are, like, sharing it. And, like, it's just because there's so much stuff in there. Like, we're getting ready to be moving into an apartment in the next few months together and things like that. And so we're, like, starting to, like, get things for those apartments and all that. And with Christmas coming up, we have a bunch of gifts that we have, like, stored in the room, as well as like putting under the tree and everything. And it like, it just gets to be a lot. There gets to be a lot going on. And I feel like it is going to stress us out if we continue, if we like keep it like messy or anything. And I don't think that it's really messy right now. But like it could get messy and then I'm going to get stressed out. And so I feel like cleaning naturally will clear up your mind. And then you're also like doing something productive, and having to clean and tidy up, I feel like will reduce your anxiety for the future, because then you're not coming back to your room or your space and you're like, oh my God, it's still a mess. It's still not clean. Like, that's so annoying. And instead, I feel like you kind of have to see what makes you feel more comfortable and what makes you feel better. And for some people, like having a dirty space doesn't affect you. I am not that kind of person. If I have a dirty space, like even if just my desk is messy, I freak out. Or like I put my book bag down next to my desk and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need somewhere else to put this. Like, this is too much. And I like freak out about that. And so if there's a time when I can just like tidy myself up and my space up, I'm 1000% going to do it. Next is do not skip breakfast. Okay. Number two, do not skip breakfast. When we don't eat in the mornings, our bodies have literally nothing to run on. And this is going to make us crash, especially if like you only are running on coffee in the morning or something. Don't get me wrong, a good cup of coffee doesn't hurt anyone, but you need to put like food in your system as well. And if you take medication or something, you probably need to be eating food with that medication. And if you skip breakfast, it's going to affect your body in both. It's just going to be negative. It's just going to be all negative and you're going to hate it. And I feel like it's going to worsen that anxiety. So unless you're intentionally doing it to like fast, don't skip breakfast. And make sure you're putting something healthy in there, not just like, for me, I know it. Like, I can't just have Cinnamon Toast Crunch for breakfast, which I do quite occasionally. But then I literally have nothing to run on but sugar. And then when that sugar runs out, I'm just like stuck. And I'm like, well, that's that, I guess. So When I'm at home, I think I eat a lot healthier of breakfast just because, like, I feel more comfortable going into the kitchen and making things. Whereas, like, at the sorority house, I don't normally go make myself something other than, like, a bagel or the cereal. So when I'm home, I make more eggs and things like that, and that helps me a lot with my meals, and it helps me a lot with, like, my anxiety. Next is during the day, unplug for a few hours. I hate getting lost in the shuffle of social media, okay? It doesn't help me. It literally makes me so stressed and so anxious. And I'm always impressed at how quickly I feel better when I get off my phone and I go do something productive. I go outside, I rest, I'm cuddling with my dog or my cats. And it's like any sort of like fun activity that doesn't involve my phone. Like even if I'm obsessed with Sudokus. I've been obsessed with Sudokus. And so when I do a Sudoku, even though I have the app on my phone, I would much rather pull out my little booklet of Sudokus and do it on paper because I feel like I'm doing more and I feel like I'm being more productive, even though it's like not even a productive thing and it's just something I do for fun. But like, I also, like, I really want to learn how to crochet. So it's like, if I can unplug and learn how to crochet, and even if it's like you unplug, but you're still maybe listening to something, I don't think that that's a bad thing. I think that it's good for you to go for a walk and maybe listen to music, or if you do, I don't know, sew, crochet, knit, whatever it is, and you listen to a podcast or music or something, I don't think that that's a bad thing. I think it's just important to not get lost in the shuffle of social media, and that can be a lot, so highly recommend getting rid of that. Next is writing out your to-dos, okay? I have my must-dos and my to-dos, which I have talked about numerous times on this podcast, but I'm going to talk about it again. A lot of anxiety for me comes from knowing that I have a lot to do and knowing, like, that I don't know when I'm going to get it done or what it is. It just feels overwhelming, so I always make a list. And if you make that list and then you go ahead and you're already able to knock something out right away, I feel like that makes me feel so much better. And every time I'm on my to-do list and I cross something off or I delete something, I feel like instant gratification, instant happiness, okay? I don't know why, I don't know what it is, but there's something about it to where when that happens, I am just like in love with life. I'm like, yes, I did that. And I feel like productive. I feel like I can do more. I normally can push myself to do more. And I kind of get myself going on that productivity side of things. Another thing that you guys can do is work on creating a routine and having a routine. I think that it's important to have structure, and it gets kind of hard, especially like now, like with us being on winter break, like you might not necessarily have a routine, and that's totally okay. I think my thought process on this is more that like when you're in a place where you can have a routine, have a routine. Make a routine and stick with it. It gets a little hard for me because I like to normally have like my days being the same. Like I like to be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like they're all the same. And instead it's more of like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then Saturday and Sunday are kind of like all just like up in the air. Like I don't know what's going to happen. And that kind of stresses me out. So I feel like having structure gives your mind room to relax because anxiety stems from a lot of like not knowing and not like knowing what's going to happen. And so then there's like fear of potential outcomes and like knowing that we have positive, enjoyable, predictable routines then like help us feel less anxious and feel more safe. Like I had been having dreams last week about, oh my gosh, I don't think I've told you guys this yet, but basically I got my student teaching placement for the spring of 2024 and then my spring of 2024 leads into the fall of 2024. So I basically have my field placement slash like student teaching for the next year. And I'm in a fifth grade class and I'm super excited, but it's at a school that I've never been to. And I was so anxious about like showing up on time and waking up and like having to get ready and my outfit and everything. Like I just wanted to make a good first impression on the class. And so I went in last week just to meet my teacher, see their morning routine, see the way that she runs her classroom, and just make sure that it's going to be a good fit for me so that I'm not like completely blindsided and like freaked out by this. And I had numerous dreams of me waking up late and it was like 11 a.m. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was supposed to be there at 7:30 this morning. Like I'm freaking out. And then like I couldn't find my clothes and or like I met my teacher and she was really mean, or the kids were like really crazy and annoying and rude, and like then I couldn't find my way around the school. Like it was, there were so many different instances that like could have gone wrong in my brain, and they all went wrong in my brain, and I was like, oh my gosh, my life is over. And part of that is like trying something new. Like that's not a part of my routine yet, and eventually it's gonna be. And just after going there once, like I feel 10 times better. I know where my teacher's classroom is. I met all my students. They were all so, so, so sweet. I love my cooperating teacher. Like I'm feeling so relieved and excited for next semester. But it was like the initial idea of having to go there and like step out of my comfort zone to like start building a new routine in an unfamiliar environment scared the actual crap out of me. And I was so freaked out. And so I feel like once you have that set routine, like things get so much better. But until you have that routine, especially when you have to try something new to like build that routine, like when you have to go to a new class for the first time and things like that, like there's always that anxiety and dread of it. And let me tell you, like, you're not the only one that feels it, because I feel it very strongly as well. Next is remove the narrative. Ugh, girl. I feel like a lot of times anxiety is so powerful because we attach these like stories to our feelings about ourselves and about the future. But that feeling of like the worry and the dread and like the anxiety, it's like a sense of impending doom, but it's literally just that. Like it's just a feeling of doom, and it's not doom. And it doesn't mean anything, and it doesn't mean anything crazy about you or your future. And like you can call out that anxiety and recognize it for what it is, and that helps you calm down. So like I woke up this, like not this morning, oh my goodness. I woke up last week, like after my dreams, and I had to tell myself like that wasn't even real. Like calm down, you're literally fine. And it's just crazy because then when you put like the stories in your head to the actual instance, like it's always so different, and we always freak out for no freaking reason. Ugh, like I just, I know that I do it, and that's why I'm telling you guys about it, because I know that it's like an issue and it's so annoying. But like you have to remove that narrative and like that little voice inside your head that's telling you that you can't do something, or that something's not going to happen, or it's going to go wrong, or it's not going to be right, like whatever. You have to talk to yourself and tell yourself like, shut up. Like shut that little voice down in your brain. Like just literally just be like, oh, no thanks. No thank you. And in my head, I'm thinking of like as a teacher, I'm like, oh, catch a bubble. And that's like that little voice in my head just has to like shut up and like stop talking. I don't know if you guys know what catch a bubble is. That's like a newer thing. But catch a bubble is basically where like you have to like catch a bubble in your mouth. And so if you catch a bubble in your mouth, you're like basically putting air in your like cheeks and you can't talk. And I'm like, oh, catch a bubble. And then I'm like, oh, you can't talk anymore. Loser. So yeah, I'm just being a silly goober. Next is going to bed earlier than usual. I feel like my day is a reflection of my night. And so like when I rush to bed and I'm feeling anxious and overwhelmed, I feel like I carry that energy into the next day. So when I go to bed early, or I like pamper myself, I do maybe some deep breathing, give myself space at the end of the day, I feel a lot better about going to bed, and then waking up the next day and feeling like a million times more rejuvenated and more excited for the day. So I feel like that's another really important thing that you can do. The last one that I have is one that we talked about last week. I just wanted to go into a little bit more detail on it, but I think that journaling does really help. You, even if you just do like something little, something small, I just read Alan Rickman, if you guys know like Severus Snape from Harry Potter, I just read his diaries, and he like has these journals that were published after he died, and I mean, it was really good. The parts of it that I like could relate to, I really enjoyed. There were parts that I didn't as much know about his life and things, and so there were like things in there that were a little different, but he would just literally have like little small things about his day that he'd put in there. Like 11:30 a.m. I went to lunch with this person and we talked about blank. And it's like little things like that that you can then look back on and remember and be like, oh, that was good. Or maybe that wasn't so good. And like you can use that as a time to reflect on your day or reflect on the time that you had. And I think that it helps process what's going on in your life, understanding how you're feeling about things, getting to know yourself a little bit more. And sometimes all you have to do is write out your thoughts. And if you don't feel like writing sentences, just do a brain dump. Like literally write wherever you want, all over the paper. Or you could even just do like a journal that's like a gratitude list, or like a gratitude, I don't know, journal. And you can put, like, being grateful things. Being grateful for things can shift your mind from being negative to positive. And listing the things that you're grateful for then kind of shifts your perspective to present the positive instead of the negative. And, like, that future fear that you might have in your head. And, yeah, I think that would be nice. And so I know we talked about that a little last week, but I wanted to bring it up again and just see that you guys can do that and there are other ways that you can help yourselves. But I do want you guys to remember that anxiety can be tough, but I want you guys to remember that you are tougher, okay? Don't do this later, okay? Like, start these little things now. Start working on yourself, start caring for yourself and doing things that are going to affect you mentally and physically in the long run in a good way are important to get done and get going. But yeah, I really hope that you guys have a great rest of your week whenever you guys are listening to this. And I'm super excited to see you guys next week. Bye, guys.